CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
An eye-catching jump in inflation exacerbated investor anxiety about the valuation of growth stocks and emerging friction points in a recovering economy, pushing stocks to a five-week low. The broad S&P 500 lost 2.1% on Wednesday, pressured yet again by heavy selling in big tech names, which drove the Nasdaq Composite down 2.7% to its lowest level since late March. The 4.2% annualized rise in the consumer price index from last month was largely explained by comparisons to a lockdown economy a year earlier and a few surging price categories, such as used cars and travel. Still, the data contributed to a sense that risks of inflation in a supply-constrained economy and with a passive Fed might not be priced into financial markets. Financial and energy stocks, though, held up better, but could not quite hold gains. The S&P 500 as a whole is down merely 4% from its recent record high, but all of that loss has come this week. This could very well be just a choppy but fleeting pullback on Wall Street as Main Street starts to hum. But in the moment, such drops always seem as if they could be the start of something scarier. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.